This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, continuing to broadcast from Jupiter, Florida, and Cardinals spring training. We'll be here for the next few weeks. We've been here since things got started. We are your home for Cardinals baseball. Down the hall in our building, Y98 is the home for City SC. Also the home for MLS Soccer is Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. And we're very happy to welcome on to the broadcast right now lead play-by-play man for MLS Season Pass. He's going to be on the call coming up as City matches up coming up tomorrow evening against San Diego on the road. He is Jake Zivin. You can follow him on Twitter at Jake Zivin. Jake, thanks for your time. Welcome back onto the program.
Matt, happy to be back. Hope you're enjoying Jupiter, Florida. I'll be on the other side of the country, but in an equally gorgeous place, as will St. Louis City, San Diego, California tomorrow night.
You know, it's interesting you say that because, like, I was talking to my wife about this the other day. I was describing, you know, Florida might not be my favorite place in the world, but the Palm Beach area of Florida is awesome. And I actually compared the Palm Beach area of Florida to, it feels very much like San Diego in many ways.
For sure. And now's the time of year to be there. Look, we've called a lot of Inter-Miami games over the past 2.5 years because of Lionel Messi. It's been 1.5 years since he showed up in July. And it is so hot. It's so humid. It's stifling in South Florida. Now's the time to go. And obviously, that's why spring training's there. But absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous place.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about what's going to be happening here coming up tomorrow. First off, City played to a nothing-nothing draw against Colorado their first time out. For some people, it felt a lot like last year where City played to a lot of draws, but to other people, it felt different because City had a lot of scoring opportunities, and for whatever reason, they just couldn't put it in the back of the net. What was your takeaway from what you saw in that matchup against Colorado?
Yeah, I agree. Look, you want to win. And when you're at home and you're City and you're at the now named Energizer Park in that incredible environment and atmosphere, you want to win every game. They did everything but score to win the game, right? I mean, I think it was 18-2 in shots. Colorado took 2 shots. That was the fewest of any team on opening day. So they dominated the game. They just didn't find that final moment. And yeah, look, that's a question mark. That's what the game is about, right? It's scoring goals. And you have Shao Klaus, who had multiple opportunities. One, first of all, it's good to see him back there, like healthy to start the season and getting in those spots. But City, I think, need Shao Klaus to be the Shao Klaus of the first 3-4 months of St. Louis City that we remember so fondly from 2023 when City burst onto the scene in MLS. He was getting in those spots. He just wasn't finishing. It's one game. It's a season opener. I wouldn't worry. If it's me, I'm looking on the positive side of that they dominated the game in their season opener and that they, you know, did everything but score that they needed to do to win the game.
Very generally speaking, this is a broad question, but this team changed a lot during the transfer window last year. They used that as the opportunity to reset the roster for this season, and then they hired the new coach in the offseason. Do you like the changes? Do you like the makeup of what you see right now from the team?
Yeah, absolutely. And right away, we saw it. I mean, they were a good team after the transfer window last summer. Basically, the last 9 games of the MLS regular season after League's Cup, they were a good team. Now, they had dug themselves too big of a hole to come back and claw their way into the playoffs. But you could see with Toyshart, with Hartle, it was Simon Betcher, to trade Henry Kessler, the moves worked, right? And they worked right away. So, I think, you know, is there room to add another piece? Maybe a big, big piece? Maybe. Could that come down the line? Could that really help them? I think there's some people who would advocate for that. But certainly, I think the moves made last summer did a lot to kind of right the ship, so to speak, and bring St. Louis City back to being a competitive team in the Western Conference. So now, are they going to be back towards top of the West, right? Winning the West like they did their first year? Maybe, but they're not going to be, I don't think, a team towards the bottom of the West as they were, you know, for the first half of last season.
You mentioned going and adding a big piece. That's what a lot of fans want, especially after the Vasilev trade, which brought in a fair amount of general allocation money.
Yeah, and look, the name that I think will always be out there, as it should be, is Josh Sargent. St. Louis kid, he's playing in the championship, scoring a bajillion goals in the championship right now. But if the offer is big enough, if, you know, the city really want to spend or another MLS team want to spend, and it was close with Cincinnati last summer, could they go and get him? It's from our standpoint, right, from the broadcast standpoint, we love good stories, and, you know, that we can tell. And that would be nothing's better than a guy coming home, right? And so I think until, you know, his next destination is set, whether that's in the Premier League, whether he moves up to the Premier League in England, whether that's somewhere else in Europe, whether it's staying at Norwich, whether that's another MLS team. But until that's set, I think that'll be the name that you'll hear a lot for St. Louis, and it makes a lot of sense. I think it would make a lot of sense for St. Louis. The one thing might be it's going to cost a lot. He's going to be really expensive because he's scoring a ton of goals. But Josh Sargent, St. Louis kid, yeah, I mean, I think that's something that will be, you know, on a lot of people's minds.
City showed a couple years ago the success you can have as an expansion franchise. It's kind of cool that they're matched up here against San Diego as they open up a new stadium. It was just it's perfect scheduling, it feels like.
It is. It's awesome. And what I like about it is if you look at the preseason predictions for San Diego FC, there are a lot of people saying 15th in the West, 14th, 13th in the West. Who knows how that feels? St. Louis City, written off before their first year, just from people looking at the roster construction, looking at something on paper. They had never seen them play a game, not even a preseason game, and they're predicting them in last place. And San Diego was in a similar situation. Now, they made a big, big signing in Chucky Lozano. He's a Mexican superstar. He has the adoration of the supporters in San Diego across the border in Tijuana, and he's a big, big deal and a great player in his prime. But still, the predictions were at the bottom of the West. And so for them to come out in their season opener and beat the defending champs, the LA Galaxy, 2-0 in LA, it's a big statement from San Diego FC, similar to the big statement that St. Louis City made in 2023 that, hey, we're not going to finish in the bottom of the West. We are better than you all think we are. And we saw that week one. The expectations have changed for them just off that one performance. Now, I'm not saying that they can repeat what St. Louis City did and become the second team ever to win their conference as an expansion team in all of North American sports, or to win their first 5 games as St. Louis did and are the only team ever to do. But I do think it's cool that, right, that's the team that they're facing. Because if San Diego does win this game and say they have a really good start to the year, there's going to be a lot of comparisons, I think, to St. Louis City because it was a team that was largely written off by a lot of pundits.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Preseason.
Yeah, 100%. Before we get out here, we always love telling folks about MLS Season Pass and what you guys have going on at Apple TV. It's a brand new year, but you guys are just another year into providing elite coverage for MLS fans.
Yeah, thanks. And look, one thing that St. Louis City fans are going to see this year is Sunday night soccer. There's a Sunday night game of the week, 6 p.m. Central Time coverage starting 5 p.m. Central Time every Sunday night. That's available on MLS Season Pass. It's also available just on Apple TV Plus. So if you don't have the subscription that allows you to see every MLS game, but you watch Ted Lasso, you watch Severance on Apple TV, you can watch that Sunday night soccer game. St. Louis City will be featured plenty on Sunday night soccer, including next week when they play at the LA Galaxy. So we'll have that game. And just looking at the schedule, we've got several St. Louis games on Sunday night. So it's a big addition to MLS on Apple TV, MLS Season Pass, our whole thing. We're really excited about it. This week, it's Houston versus Miami. It's Lionel Messi on Sunday Night Soccer. So, when you're kicking it on your Sunday, you know, you want your soccer, a little more of it because you were so excited by the City game the night before. Turn on Sunday Night Soccer on Sunday night. Check out Lionel Messi and Inter Miami at Houston.
Jake, great stuff. He is Jake Zivin. You hear him on MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. He's going to be on the call for City in San Diego coming up tomorrow evening. Jake, thanks so much for the time. I'm sure we'll catch up again down the line.
Absolutely. Great to talk, Matt. Enjoy Florida.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Enjoy San Diego yourself. Jake Zivin joining us here on the program. We appreciate him taking a few moments of time. Of course, you can catch those broadcasts if you want to watch them on Apple TV and MLS Season Pass. If you want to listen in, you can always do so on our sister station, Y98. It's going to be a late night of soccer coming up tomorrow evening as they are going to be out west in San Diego helping to open up Snapdragon Stadium. And I think he's right. There's going to be a lot of comparisons between what San Diego is able to do in their opening season compared to City. I think there's going to be comparisons to the crowd. I mean, we just know what the environment is like inside of Energizer Park. What is it going to be like for the folks in San Diego? All things that we are going to be watching out for. We are going to step aside. Before we're done today at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with Corey Miller, Tamar Scher, and Joe Roderick, all folks who have been down here in Florida. I got the chance to talk with all of them, and we're going to start with Corey Miller from Channel 5. He joins us in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Time Rush, performing live in concert. playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.